Brian, hello.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Did the link I sent you help you?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm waiting until the time to start.
Okay.
Daniel.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Sorry about last night. I had a problem with my phone. And I didn't have any way to contact anybody.
I understand.
Hopefully you did count on your own.
Yes.
So let us begin with the Lishan Yehud.
Yes, man.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Hanok.
Sorry, I was unable to contact anybody last night. I had some problems with my phone.
Oh, my God.
But I hope you did the counting by yourself.
Well, we did. Well, I
good.
Did. And everybody thought that they should do, too.
Good. So we are beginning with the Lashem Yehud.
Mitzvah says that the Dhamma is Rayomar
Lachta Maisai. Vai Omar, Lachta Maisai. Parchina Shiet Adonai, Yohewahe. Elohim, Yohewahe. Elohe, Gedalta. Meod Ho, the Hadar Levashta. O te or te shalma, no te shamaim. Taria, baruchata, Adonai, wohe wahe, yudhe wahe, Eloheinu. Melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotam. Betzivanu al sefirat haomer. Hayom tisha u'shloshim yom laomer shehem chamisha shavuot. The Arba Yamin. Today is the 39th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 4 days. The inner light. Arachaman, Hu Yachatzir, Avodat, Beit HaMikdash, Lim Komo. Lim toma bim se rabi amenu. And we can all say amen. We'll now study Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. Lam natseya. Bin ginot mis mor shir, Elohim yechanenu, bivarkenu, ya'er panav itanu selah, la'da'at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha, yoducha mim Elohim, yoducha mim kulam. Yisbechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot. Ha'amim mu'chor u'lumim ba. The letter Bet is the 39th letter in this verse. The letter Bet, it means house. The letter Bet, it means blessing. In what ways can you increase the blessings in your house? In what ways can you increase the blessings shared with your family? In what way do you realize that your significant other, your spouse, is a blessing to you? Tanhem sela ba'aretz tanhem sela yoducha mim Elohim yoducha mim kulam eretz nadna yivula yivar kenu. We're stopping at the word Yivulah. Yivulah is a very interesting word. It translates as a crop, or sometimes as the yield. If you permutate the letters, the last letter is a hay. And sometimes when the last letter is a hay, it's an indication that you're traveling in this direction of whatever the word means. You have two letters of the name of Hashem, the Yud and the Vav, both representing different levels of consciousness, of male consciousness, of sharing consciousness. And the other two letters spell the word Lev, which means heart. So Yivulah can be a word that translates as traveling in the direction of the heart of sharing, or traveling in the direction of the heart of the male. Approach to life. Yiv Arkeinu Elohim Eloheinu. Yiv Arkeinu Elohim Ve'iru Oto Kol Ha'Se'aretz. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Anna b'koach, gedulat shemincha, tatir tzera. Alavet gimel yitav tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu. Tahareinu Nora Kufrei Shayim Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyachutza Kivavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barhem Taharem Rakame Sidkata Tami Gamblem Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Excuse me. Bet Tet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pe and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the name of God, Elohim, and also the same gematria as the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei, the letter Pei, which means mouth, but the letter Pei also has concealed within it a letter Bet. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatria Katelu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufav Zadiyutav. And the 8th verse of the Adabakoach, we say in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, mi klipotenu, umi tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata usfartem lahem mimacharat ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem et omer tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tihiyena ad mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shviit ha-sefiru Tamishim yom kidei sheitacharu. Nafshotam ha Yisrael. Mezoch amatam uchchen. Yehiratzon milfanecha. Adonai Eloheinu. Eloheinu. Veloe avotenu. Shebisut sefirat omer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shebaganti, besefirah, netzach shebeyichud yisod. Netzach shebeyichud yisod, eternal victory. And yisod means foundation. They also have different meanings, which you can look up on our pages. So what does eternity look like in the frame of foundation? Is eternity, if eternity is not the foundation, then what does the foundation mean? V'yatayev yatadet v'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen, selah. The 39th journey is having left the passes and they camped in the Dibon Gad. Dibon Gad means a place of good fortune. When the tribe Gad was born to Zilpah, after Leah saw that she was no longer having children, Leah exclaimed, Mazal Tov, good fortune has come. And she thus named the new child God. The children of God were also powerful people who were triumphant in their battles, conquering the promised land. As it says, God, a troop shall press upon him, but he shall press upon their heel. Rashi interprets God, troops will troop forth from him over the Jordan River to conquer the land. And he will triumph without losing a man. Some say that Dibon Gad was located on Zered Brook. Tosafot and Chizkuni, where the decree that the Jewish people would die in the desert came to an end. The end of this decree was celebrated as a day of good fortune by the Jews, and they turned the day into a holiday. Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. The Zohar says that the conjunction of the two letters, Gimel and Dalet, which spells the name God, indicates the issuing forth of troops and hosts, Gimel giving and Dalet receiving. That river which perennially flows from Eden supplies the needy, and therefore many hosts and many camps are sustained from here. And this is the significance of the name God, one producing and one giving, and the other collecting and taking. God denotes the power of Gomel Dalim, sustaining the needy, helping the poor and the downtrodden, transmitting light to dark places. Tivon God then represents the good fortune stage in our lives, when we have triumphed in our battles and prevailed in dire circumstances, and now arrive at the end of the process, or the end of our life. This good fortune, however, comes with mixed feelings. It is definitely worthy of celebration, but at the same time, we also cannot ignore the hard battles and sad deaths up until this point. And then Moses and the generation that left Egypt would not enter. At that point, the promised land, yet their children will, and they will ultimately be returned, be reunited with Moses and the generation of the desert. Thus redeeming all the pain. Remember how to continue these periods of good fortune through appreciation. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 24th day of Iyar, Simcha HaKohen of Worms, Rabbi Yitzhak Feigenbaum, Rabbi Benjamin Mendelssohn, Rabbi Akiva Moshe Gottlieb, the prophet that Rabbi Drizin connects to Netzach Sheba Yesod is Yirmiyahu ben Hilkiyahu, Jeremiah, the prophet. And the woman who is to be connected to Netzach Sheba Yesod are the daughters of Tzelophad, which were the Tzaddikim who left yesterday. Or at least we mentioned them yesterday. Ninth letter of the Shema Yisrael, excuse me, the 39th letter. Is it a letter Vav? Bless pray for the rebuilding of the temple. Harachamanu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu And let us all say amen. Are there any questions? Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we will have Havdalah. 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. And 8:30, we will again count the Omer. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will begin our preparations for Shavuot. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our classes on Lashon Hara, on learning how to speak properly, positively. I bid each of you a wonderful Shabbat Shalom, a good evening, a good night's sleep, and Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.